warm afternoon in Suruj, some 10 kilometers from the Syrian border. Refugees from the fighting in Kobani gather here every day to exchange news about their hometown and the dwindling number of their neighbors who remain there. The news has been better than several weeks ago, when Islamic State militants nearly overran Kobani. This caused most of Kobani's residents, largely Kurds, to abandon their homes. Now they live in camps or with relatives in Turkey. They receive some aid, but life is hard. Like Kobani, this Turkish town also has a large Kurdish population. Local shop owner Osman, he will give only his first name, says the influx has boosted his business, but he takes no pleasure from that.
Business is good, but our people are dying there. We are not happy about it. Their suffering is our suffering.
The refugees' needs are overwhelming, says the spokesman for the local Kurdish government of Kobani, Idris Nasan, who has crossed over for a short visit.
You know, they fled just with their clothes, and so they need everything. They need housing, they need food, they need, you know, because we are almost very close to the winter and the weather is changeable now.
More than 1 million Syrians have fled to Turkey in the past 3 years of civil war, straining the services and economies of their host communities. Snack shop owner Mohammed says local residents are willing to help, but he wonders how long the goodwill can last.
We are afraid. Our city is small. There are no jobs or companies. We do not have enough water. What will we do? We currently have 20 to 30,000 refugees here. What will the situation be like? It is very difficult.
But they agree that their historical ties to the people of Kobani makes it their duty to help them as best they can. Scott Bob, VOA News, Suruj, southeastern Turkey.